Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 9th edition of Rome International Film Festival and the Business Street. And today we're at a panel that the TBS organized, the new patterns on film marketing and distribution. I'm with the panel moderator and also head of acquisitions of Gute Film, Jakub Dziuczynski from Poland. So Jakub, welcome and thank you for being here.
Thank you. Hello.
You gave your contribution by moderating the panel, but also as a film distributor, a film fest programmer. You were a program director at New Horizon Film Festival, which we attended last year. We know it's very important. So you were and wear many hats. And what the two main points of this panel, I think, were to how to create an audience or how to define the audience which we're communicating and distributing films for, and the question on whether the new ways of distributing films such as the VOD platforms are a good alternative of a complementary way, or could be something that take out people from the cinema theaters.
For already at least 10 years there is this discussion about distribution and transition, cinema business in transition, new ways of receiving, of watching films, mobility, access. But somehow we didn't solve the main issue, which is demand. How do we create a demand? How do we create an audience for films that do not have a hook, that are not directed by famous filmmakers, that are not awarded in Cannes, that are not where famous actors are not starring, but films that should be discovered. So I was really very much, and I am for many years already, interested in getting as close to the audience as possible. So that's why I was a programmer, to have a direct feedback straight from the audience after the screening. But when you're a distributor, you realize that you're just watching on Monday morning or Monday afternoon the numbers, how many people bought actually tickets. And I feel that this has to change in a way. There has to be some space for experimentation. So I came up with an idea to create a project called Scope 50, which basically involves pre-selecting an elite audience, a special audience, maybe not elite, that's a word, wrong word to use, pre-selecting the audience to watch festival films with me and to decide for me which of these films that they're watching should be released. So instead of me forcing them to embrace and fall in love with the film I'm passionate about, I would like to share with them the films that are at the festivals and listen to them and get their feedback and let them decide which film should be released out of the ones that they watched. That would be very interesting, and I hope that when they are very passionate about their choices, they will not only decide on the film, but they will also influence my ways of marketing. They will also bring some audience, people that are going to watch these films. They will say to their mothers and fathers and friends, please do watch a film that I've chosen and voted on. So we'll see, but I want to test and see if there is any added value. So this is a pan-European project supported by Creative Europe within the frame of audience development. Participating companies are coming from the UK, Austria, Czech Republic, Hungary, and Poland. So there's going to be plenty of data to analyze and to see if that made sense. But I would love to reserve one slot at least a year for the audience to make the decision what they want to share with the others. So this would be watching festival discoveries online by these audience members, and they will decide which of these films will be released in cinema.
This is something that I remember I attended a Creative Euro panel, and they were showing some results that they have the surveys, and the results was that they found out that the audience or people wanted to get more involved in all this. So I guess that's why your project is so interesting. I think it might be so effective because it's a new way of getting people involved in the whole distribution and not create like this distance that they have and sometimes distributors have. Yes. Because sometimes they're so in their, you know, the distributor's cloud that they sometimes don't really even know anymore their audience.
Absolutely, and I believe that there has to be a special tool or a special voice of the audience to be taken into account when a distributor is discussing a film with a producer or sales agent, and the distributor is a gatekeeper. He can say, no, that Turkish film will never work on my market. So what if the producer or sales agent can say, really, but can we see what the audience thinks about it? And there's a special platform. We see how the audience reacts to that film, and then they move on with the conversation. Either the distributor was right or wrong, but it would be possible nowadays with the digital, you know, screening streams, and that would be very interesting to hear what the audience has to say.
And in the end, you asked the distributors and the sales agent what were, in an ideal world, what would they do if they had total freedom of choosing the ways of their distributing, like a small independent art house film. I mean, and a lot of people said, and I really liked what Daniela Eisner said. And she said, I would like, yeah, a global thing. That would be an experience, because the ending discussion was if VOD platforms and other digital ways of distributing a film are some way taking people out of the cinemas, or if it's a complementary thing.
I believe it's a complementary thing. I don't feel that VOD is fighting with cinema in terms of like trying to suck the audience from cinemas so they watch it on VOD, because basically it already happened. Like, people that want to watch on their iPads films, they already made the decision, and it's up to us to make these films available legally to them or not, or they will find their own way to watch these films anyway. So I believe instead of focusing on a potential conflict of interest between cinemas and VOD, we should look at synergies, and every step towards shortening the windows, the holdbacks, should be discussed with cinemas and really balanced. It's not that one party should make a decision, like producers or distributors. It has to be all the parties at the table. It's going to be a very difficult conversation. But at the end of the day, I believe that it really makes sense to treat it as a one entity where, you know, the viewer is going to decide. Well, it's anyway, I believe that the older art house audience will choose to watch a film in cinema, while the younger people may say, you know, it's fine for me to watch it on my iPad, but it's the same film. So we have to just balance the things. But everything's moving towards that.
Yeah, let's hope so. It was a very interesting and useful panel discussion. So we'll see what happens next.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward. And I love that nowadays you can really experiment. It's a transitional moment for many years already. And a lot of people are experimenting. We heard about event screenings. We know that alternative content is more and more present in cinemas. We hear of VOD's involvement in promotion of the film, and so on and so on. So it's interesting. Some of these new tools will definitely bring new audiences to, hopefully, you know, specialized auteur cinema.
Yes, and new tools and new ways of, like, and new theories, like Colby Shelley told us. He said, I think that filmmakers should learn how to, like, target the audience. Like, this is something that I never heard before. Like, it's a totally different thing of, and the way of thinking about how to define the audience and create an audience. So
absolutely, it was very inspiring for me, but I treat it like this kind of panels are here to inspire people who listen and allow them to steal ideas and develop these ideas further by themselves, you know.
Let's hope that with the radio we recorded everything that we can contribute, and a little bit on that as well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jacob. I hope to meet you again, because we can discuss the results of the first year of your very interesting Creative Europe project.
Yeah. Yes, I'd love to. In a year, we'll know how it went, the Scope 50 project. Yeah.
And plus our further school project. We'll see what we did to contribute to this.
Yes.
So thank you, Jacob Duszynski, head of Gute Film, for being here with us. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 9th edition of Rome International Film Festival, the business suite for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.